It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Brett Kobernick. He is with the Utah Avalanche Center, and he really deals with the Skyline area, and that's where his area of expertise is. And we're going to talk really about what the Utah Avalanche Center does, some things that, you know, how they forecast avalanches, maybe what they do as far as prevention, some ideas that you may need if you're going to go into the backcountry to be safe. And then we'll wrap up by getting some information into your hands as to how to get a hold of where things are, how to stay away, and how to stay safe out there, because there's plenty of great information that they offer online at the Utah Avalanche Center as well. Brett, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks for your interest in the avalanches here on the Manti Skyline. Much appreciated.
No worries. No worries at all. You know, we were talking right before I came on air, and avalanches have always been something that fascinate me, and it's interesting to find out what causes them, how they are really triggered, and correct me if I'm wrong, but conditions have to be almost just right for an avalanche, don't they?
Yeah, there's tons of factors that go into it, but yes, and we go through periods of where the snowpack is very unstable, and we go through periods where the snowpack is very stable. So it's imperative that folks know what the conditions are before they're heading out into the backcountry.
All right, so let's start right at the top, and let's talk about the Utah Avalanche Center. What do you guys do, and is this really what you deal with, is really education and forecasting and all that?
Yeah, so really the bread and butter of the Utah Avalanche Center are the daily avalanche forecast, and we cover the state of Utah areas from Logan all the way down through the Abajo Mountains. And we produce these daily forecasts. Avalanche forecasters go out into the mountains and gather data, and then we write daily avalanche forecasts that tell about the snow, weather, and how dangerous the conditions are for a given day. We also have all kinds of information on the website about these avalanches that we see out there or that are reported to us, things like where they are, how big they are. A lot of times we'll have photos and videos of these avalanches, so that's another really important product that we have there. And also we have a lot of educational material there on the website. There's listings for all the avalanche classes that are available in Utah. And we also have an online avalanche course that folks can take from the comfort of their own home to get educated about avalanche classes. So that's kind of an overview of the Utah Avalanche Center.
Okay, and you said one part of what the Utah Avalanche Center does is they forecast avalanches. And how do you guys do that? What is the process to forecast an avalanche?
Yeah, so it's really field-based data, and we go out there and we look at the different layers of the snowpack. The snowpack's not just one giant lump of snow. It's many layers that are produced through the winter with each storm, and those layers interact differently with each other. So it's our job to go up there and try to decipher how these layers are interacting with each other. And we look for weak layers of snow, basically. Once those weak layers are buried, that is when you are more likely to have these dangerous avalanche conditions. So we're constantly monitoring the snowpack out there. And then we look at weather models and weather forecasts, see what the weather's going to do to get an idea of how the weather might affect these different layers of snow that are up in the mountain. Once we take all of that data, like I say, we write these daily forecasts to try to put it in simple terms for people. It's a pretty complex process, really.
So I guess the question then would be, is there such thing as like a perfect storm to create an avalanche? Is what kind of conditions are we talking when we're looking at high avalanche danger?
Yeah, okay. So this year is actually a pretty good example. One of the typical situations is when we see early season snow, and then we see a long period with no snow. And what happens there is that snow that falls early in the season, it'll become this very sugary, loose, granular layer of snow. We call it faceted snow. It's angular in shape, and it's very loose, and that forms during these periods of high pressure when we see no storms. And then what happens is we start to stack snow on top of that loose, sugary snow. If you can picture it this way, it's kind of like a layer of potato chips, and you're trying to stack like cement blocks on top of those potato chips. That is your typical setup. That's like textbook setup for large avalanches, and that's what we're dealing with this year. We had early season snow, and we've just received 50 inches of snow since last Thursday. So we've stacked a bunch of snow on top of a weak layer of snow, and now we are seeing natural avalanches.
Now, Brett, I know that there's more that we want to get through. Can you come back and join us for another segment?
Hey, you bet. No problem.
All right. We will be back with Brett Kobernick from the Utah Avalanche Center here on Castle Country Focus.